Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia encourages Organization of Islamic Cooperation Council members to be part of global solution. Representatives of APEC economies aims to combating IUU fishing. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi during the 46th meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Council of Foreign Ministers, held in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, on Friday, encouraged member countries of the organization to be part of the solution to global challenges. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, OIC members must contribute and be part of the solution to global problems, including preventing conflict, promoting dialogue and negotiation, and consistently respecting the principles of the UN Charter. She continued, the world has borne constant witness to conflicts and wars owing to the lack of initiative from countries to resolve conflicts through dialogue and negotiations. Hence, Minister Retno emphasized the need for all OIC member countries to set a good example by promoting dialogue and negotiations in dealing with conflicts. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said the Organization of Islamic Cooperation or OIC member countries have no other option but to provide solid and concrete support to Palestine. She reminded the OIC members about the unfinished work, which is the Palestinian issue, considering the situation which is getting worse. As quoted by Antara on Saturday, the 46th OIC Council of Foreign Ministers meeting was held in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, on Friday and Saturday. On that occasion, Minister Retno encouraged all OIC members to support the struggle of Palestinian people to achieve their independence. Indonesia, as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, will continue to provide its full support for the Palestinian cause. Meanwhile, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also emphasized the importance of building mutual trust among parties to overcome the problem of Rakhine State in Myanmar. The minister brought up the issue of Rakhine State at the 46th Organization of Islamic Cooperation Council of Foreign Ministers meeting held in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, on Friday. The need to resolve the issue of trust deficits, both between communities in the Rakhine State as well as between Myanmar and the international community, is essential to manage the situation and create peace in the conflicted area. As a fellow Southeast Asian country, Indonesia had contributed to help overcome the situation in Rakhine by promoting humanitarian assistance as well as helping efforts to repatriate Rakhine refugees from Bangladesh to Rakhine State voluntarily, safely, and honorably. Representatives of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation economies are aimed to raise global public awareness in combating illegal, unreported, and unregulated or IUU fishing in order to reduce poverty and food insecurity. Patrick Moran, lead shepherd for APEC's Oceans and Fisheries Working Group, in a written statement received on Saturday, stated IUU fishing has undermined the region's food security. The fisheries industry is a global juggernaut valued at $144 billion annually. Small-scale fishing accounts for 90% of the sector, which feeds more than 50% of the population of developing countries, including in the Asia-Pacific region. However, 20% of the fish captured globally is lost to IUU fishing that exacerbates food insecurity and poverty robs families of income and undermines attempts at sustainable fisheries, while also encouraging crime. Hence, Chile, who is hosting APEC for the 2019, has declared its commitment to improving the health of oceans that includes addressing marine debris as well as the fisheries sector as one of its priorities. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin called on the entire nation to remain united and not to instigate conflicts because of different political choices in this year's general elections. The minister, during the Interfaith Communication Forum's 5th National Conference in Makassar, South Sulawesi on Saturday, stated, "Having different political preferences could not be a reason for anybody to instigate conflicts among community members. Instead, all elements in the Indonesian society should contribute to the nation's common efforts to create fair, peaceful, and secure parliamentary and presidential elections due to be held simultaneously throughout the archipelago on April the 17th this year." Indonesian Economic Observer Fitra Faisal Hastiadi is of the opinion that the government's decision to suspend palm oil export levies is the right policy and could be an incentive for businesses to increase their production. In a statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday, Fitra said to anticipate the widening impact of the deficit, businesses were given incentives to be able to export. One of them is by holding back the export levy. He explained, "Oil palm is still the leading export commodity in Indonesia, which needs to be supported through incentives so that domestic production is not disrupted." Last item, 10,000 people in the city of Kupang on Saturday crowded the El Tari Street wearing all kinds of East Nusa Tenggara's woven cloth to take part in the East Nusa Tenggara Woven Cloth Festival. As quoted by Antara, a resident Kurniawan on the sidelines of the festival admitted that he was very enthusiastic about participating. He hopes that the festival will continue because there are many woven motifs from East Nusa Tenggara that are not much known, especially by people outside of East Nusa Tenggara. The chairperson of the National Consultative Council of the Child Protection Commission, Seto Mulyadi, on the occasion hopes that East Nusa Tenggara children will be the successor to maintain and preserve East Nusa Tenggara's woven fabric wherever they are. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, during the 46th meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Council of Foreign Ministers, encouraged OIC members to be part of global solution. Indonesia said OIC must provide concrete support for Palestine. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation aims to combating IUU fishing. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on Nahdlatul Ulama contributes in maintaining the Unitary Republic of Indonesia in KRI. President Joko Widodo expressed his gratitude to the Jamiah Nahdlatul Ulama, the largest Islamic organization in Indonesia and even in the world, which has contributed greatly to the struggle safeguarding and caring for the great country of Indonesia. President Joko Widodo, when opening the Second National Conference of Ulama and the Grand Conference of Nahdlatul Ulama on Wednesday, said that Nahdlatul Ulama was at the forefront in the independence war and maintaining the integrity of the Unitary Republic of Indonesia. According to the president, Nahdlatul Ulama has always been at the forefront of preventing anyone who wants to replace the basic state of Pancasila, which tries to contrast the Pancasila with Islam. Therefore, President Joko Widodo welcomed the holding of the Second National Ulama Council and the Second Grand Conference of Nahdlatul Ulama. He appreciated the highest theme chosen in the conference, namely strengthening the Wataniyah community for the sovereignty of the people. He said this theme was very important because it affirmed the strong commitment of Nahdlatul Ulama to strengthen brotherhood in nationality for the sovereignty of the beloved Indonesian nation. The event was attended by leaders of organizations under the Nahdlatul Ulama from 34 provinces. In his speech, the president also touched on the coming of the Industrial Revolution 4.0. The president reminded the large Nahdlatul Ulama family not to miss it, but also not to be pessimistic. All parties must be optimistic that Indonesia's human resources are able to compete with other countries. Meanwhile, in his remarks, the chairperson of the Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Board, Said Agil Sirat, said the 2019 National Conference theme was based on the situation leading up to the upcoming general election in April. Therefore, Nahdlatul Ulama needs to remind that a manifestation of popular sovereignty, the election's result must be able to uphold and realize the sovereignty of the people in all policy of state administration and government. He said the true mandate of power was the benefit of the people, the greatest welfare of the Indonesian people. Therefore, the election event should not stop as a venue for power succession, but also as a momentum to reorganize the commitment to uphold people's sovereignty in the midst of a rapidly changing situation. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week. I'm Anna Trijayakasih from Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history begins with March the 3rd, 1974, Turkish Airlines aircraft accidents. The McDonnell Douglas DC-10 aircraft owned by Turkish Airlines crashed near Paris, France on March the 3rd, 1974 and killed 345 passengers and crew. Turkish Airlines Flight 981, which flew from Ankara to London via Paris, fell a few minutes after taking off, leaving a trail nearly 2 kilometers in Menonville Forest. Turning to March the 3rd, 1992, Bosnia's independence. On March the 3rd, 1992, through the holding of a referendum, the majority of the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina agreed to secession from Yugoslavia and established the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Lisbonian's independence became the beginning of the biggest ethnic war in contemporary European history. This war occurred because ethnic Serbs living in Bosnia boycotted the referendum and a war broke out between Serbia and Bosnia. Serbian soldiers carried out mass killings of Bosnian Muslims. I conclude with March the 3rd, 2007, the World Hearing Day is celebrated for the first time. World Hearing Day is a campaign from the World Health Organization, WHO, to prevent blindness and deafness. The purpose of this commemoration is to share and raise issues related to preventing hearing loss and increasing hearing health care. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wajahmu selalu ada kalaku memejamkan mata, indah paras lukumu hadirkan sejuta hayalan. Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini, kau mengganggu pikiranku. Dan dengarlah laguku, aku mulai terbawa rasaku padamu, meski kau sahabatku. Tak mungkin milikimu, ku hanya mencumbu bayangmu. menandungku berlari, mengejar hembusan nafasmu. Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini, kau mengganggu pikiranku. Terbawa rasaku padamu, meski kau sahabatku. Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini, kau mengganggu pikiranku.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Terbawa Perasaan, sung by Three Souls. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on U22 national team's achievement is the moment to revive Indonesia's football. President Joko Widodo received Indonesian U22 football players and the official team who just won the AFF U22 championships in Cambodia at Merdeka Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. The president said that the Indonesian U22 national team have become the new generation of footballers. President hope that the achievement of the Indonesian U22 national team at the AFF can support the development of Indonesian football. The president also called on the U22 national team to focus on winning the AFC Cup and the SEA Games 2019. President Joko Widodo advised the players to maintain their spirit so that they can perform optimally. By maintaining their spirit, the players can contribute more achievements and revive Indonesia's football. On the occasion, the president said that the government would provide 200 million rupiahs for each player of the Garuda Muda team as the appreciation for their accomplishment. The Indonesian president said that the bonus is given for all players who join the Garuda Muda squad as well as their coach, assistant coach, and medical team. The provision of bonus is an appreciation of the Indonesian government for Garuda Muda's achievement in the AFF U22 Cup in Cambodia. In the final round at the National Stadium in Phnom Penh, Cambodia on Tuesday, February the 26th, the Garuda Muda team coached by Indra Shafri won the AFF U22 Championship 2-1 thanks to the goals scored by Sunny Rizky and Osvaldo Haai. Meanwhile, Indonesian Sports and Youth Minister Imam Al-Hrawi said that the achievement is the hard work of the Indonesian U22 team who work really hard and enthusiastically. Imam Nahrawi expressed his appreciation to team coach Indra Shafri. Thanks to him, he said Indonesian players could give their best performances. In addition to that, the Garuda Muda team has proven the Indonesian nation has the credibility to compete with other countries. That was my Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
That was Hancur Aku, sung by Niji featuring Dea. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Well, listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today, I'll invite you to travel to Purwakarta, West Java province to admire and climb Mount Parang. Currently, Mount Parang is one of the tourist attractions that provides hiking trails for tourists. It does offer a sensation of challenge for tourists for climbers who want to test their adrenaline. If you are looking for a destination with mountain with a unique hiking to test your adrenaline, Gunung Parang is the answer. Gunung Parang is a rock that is located in Purwakarta Regency, precisely in Kampung Cirangking, Pasanggrahan Village. The 930 meters above sea level mountain is the highest andesite mountain in Indonesia, as well as the second highest rock climbing location in Asia. This attraction makes Mount Parang a favorite climbing site for climbers. To get to the location, it only takes approximately 3 hours drive from Jakarta or 2 hours from Bandung. Access is also easy. Mount Parang has 3 different peaks, namely Tower 1, Tower 2, and Tower 3. Its peak has different characteristics as rocks climbing and climbing trails. The peak of Mount Parang is indeed not too wide, but the scenery that you can enjoy is very beautiful. From the top of Mount Parang, you can see stunning views of Purwakarta city, such as a stretch of green rice fields and settlements. From a distance, you can also see Citarum River, Jatiluhur Reservoir, and also other andesitic rock mountains such as the majestic Mount Bongkok and Mount Lembu volcano. Interestingly, if you climb in the early hours and sunny weather, then you can enjoy the sunrise from the edge of the cliff. Apart from rock climbing, Gunung Parang or Parang Mountain also offers a variety of other tourist activities, such as crossing between peaks with a rope. You can also try to spread a hammock to enjoy the natural charm of the peak height. Even though it looks rather scary, this activity is guaranteed safe because there are professional guides who will oversee all tourist activities. Its climbing team will be guided by a local guide. The Gunung Parang manager offers services for rock climbing for tourists, and if one person costs 300,000 rupiah, for two 200,000, while three 150,000 per person. The price includes a rock climbing tour guide and also needed equipment such as ropes, helmets, shoes, chalk bags, magnesium carabiners, and other rock climbing equipment. If you are someone who has a hobby of rock climbing and is on vacation in Indonesia, find time to test your adrenaline on Mount Parang in Purwakarta, which is hunted by many local and foreign climbers. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Here is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
ku berhenti saat ku lihat dia pertama kali. Dia ambil semua jiwa dan raga dalam sedetik saja. Apakah dia sudah ada yang punya? Tak bisa lagi ku menahannya. Ku ingin menyapanya. Siapakah dia? Ada di sana. Hati ini bertanya-tanya. Tak kusangka ku jatuh cinta pada pandangan pertama. Siapakah dia? Ada di sana. Tuhan bantuku mengenalnya. Takkan ku minta cinta. Terasa surga indah. Mungkinkah kita kelak bisa bersama menjalin cinta untuk selamanya? Oh, siapakah dia? Ada di sana. Hati ini bertanya-tanya. Tak kusangka jatuh cinta pada pandangan pertama. Siapakah dia? Ada di sana. Tuhan bantuku mengenalnya. Takkan ku minta hal yang lainnya. Hanya engkau gadis, kau gadis di sana.
Hanya engkau gadis, kau gadis di ujung sana.
Oh, oh. Hanya engkau gadis, kau gadis di ujung sana.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Gadis di Ujung Sana, sung by Rivan and Abdul. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Welcome back to Miscellany. Today I will discuss a topic on typical Aceh perfume penetrates the world market. Minyak Pret is the first original perfume that brings the nuances of the exotism of Aceh. A group of millennial Acehnese saw an opportunity to develop an original perfume industry from the region. This can be seen from the high level of export of Aceh patchouli oil, which is intended as a scent binder for the perfume industry in European countries. Minyak Pret itself also has its own philosophy, which means perfume that has been used by the ancestors of the people of Aceh. Currently, the use of Minyak Pret has been replaced by the word fragrance or perfume. Minyak Pret's Chief Marketing Officer Tekumuda Surmasyah on Thursday, February 28, said this typical Acehnese perfume produced by the millennial generation of Aceh continued to show its existence. Besides Indonesia, this perfume began to be exported to a number of countries in Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. He added that the perfume, which has been marketed since April 1, 2015, now is produced up to 300 bottles of 30 mm per day. It has three scents, namely the aroma of coffee, silanga, and melu. Those aromas are priced at 110,000 rupiah per 30 mm, while the variants Sanger Espresso and Jumpa Flowers are priced at 330,000 rupiah per 50 mm. Minyak Pret is an Indonesia's, especially Achenese, treasure in the form of fragrance that presents the taste of exotic essence with character. The components used in Minyak Pret products consist of raw materials that are original from Aceh. Made from Aceh patchouli, which is the world's best, it is used as a binder for the smell of cosmetic ingredients such as soap, perfume, medicines, and others. Currently, patchouli from Aceh is also used by countries such as Singapore, the United States, Spain, France, and Switzerland. Well, that was Miscellany Today, featuring typical Aceh perfume penetrates the world market from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ooh.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Bawa Hatimu, sung by Wizzy. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Pravotorov Kostiantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz on January 14, 2019 at 13:01 until 14:01, with the SINPO 25232. Hello, Mr. Pravotorov Kostiantin. How are you? Wow, it's nice to receive your reception report very detailed, although the signal was weak, only 25232. As information, we have also a program called Indonesia Today that is broadcasted at 20:00 until 22:00 UTC. You can listen to this program through website www.voinews.id. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song to you. Well, Mr. Pravotorov Kostiantin, here is the song.
Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hatimu. Bukanlah buah yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedalam dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu. Bila mimpi tak sejalan dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hati yang sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hatimu. Sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau.
listener, now we will reply an email from Baikan Hazarika in India, who was listening to our broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz at January 20th, 2019 at 13:45 hours UTC. In his email, Mr. Baikan Hazarika told that he was listening to our segment Listener's Mailbag that replied emails from Germany, Brazil, and Japan. Hello, Mr. Baikan Hazarika. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast, which, according to you, it is very outstanding, informative, and entertaining. We hope our broadcast can entertain our other listeners. For your requests, we will provide them as soon as possible. Please do not be disappointed. Hopefully, you will continuously listen to our broadcast, and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you and other listeners, we play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sakhi, hatiku, oh, Sakhi, melihatmu dengannya. Ini malam terakhir. Benar-benar terakhir. Harapan tinggi jatuh, menguap tak berbentuk. Nyata bukan pertanda, hanya pikiranku saja. Harapan itu semu, sulit untuk ku percaya. Sampai akhirnya ku lihat sendiri. Bahkanmu saja, janji diri sendiri, terakhir malam ini. Hatiku, oh, 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 oh,
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Malik Allah Bahaya Khokar in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Malik said that he is a regular listener of our English program. Hello, Mr. Malik. Thank you for your loyalty to our broadcast. We have some interesting segments, such as current affairs and music. What segment do you like the most? If you miss our segment, you can find it out on website www.voinews.id. Well, Mr. Malik, please keep listening to our broadcast every day. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and our regular listeners wherever you are. Thank you. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program on RRiNet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 20:00 hours to 20:30 hours West Indonesia time, or 13:00 hours to 13:30 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRi Play. First, download RRi Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRi Play application, choose RRiNet, and you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our podcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat it again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. That was our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.